We're delighted to welcome Gary Beck to the program, and I think Gary will be joining Steve Boyle, their regular show, next week. But Gary, give us your status. Are you back up and running?
Yes, we are, and thanks for having me on this morning. And we are back up. Last Friday, I got word about 10:30 that she was going to allow the garden centers to open. And my help come running up to me and says, we got to be open at 11 o'clock because she says we can be open today. And I looked at them with a blank stare, and I went, okay. And I sent one person to the bank to get change because the cash drawer was empty. And we scurried around, and I pulled all the help up to get the way I wanted to present. And about 10 to 11, I looked out the front door as I'm rolling up the garage doors. There are six cars out there already waiting for us to open, because they also heard the same thing. And we had so many well-wishers on Friday and Saturday, and even up to yesterday and stuff, thankfully that the garden center's open so they can go out into their gardens.
Well, great to have you guys back, and you know, all the garden centers around the area, and that's pretty exciting news.
Yes, it is. It was. It took a tremendous amount of pressure off of me because I was for the whole time. Because with the flower shop being down and the garden center being down, we just didn't know when or at what point we were going to open. And my plants are continuing to grow, so by doing this, we're going to save the season for us, but we're also going to save the season for all the gardeners in Jackson, because now they can get out in their garden and actually do some gardening.
Yeah, Gary, you're always on the clock on a timeline, aren't you?
Oh yes. I'm I don't want to put a damper on it, but I've already, as of February, I placed my order for poinsettias for Christmas, and I received them the first day of August for the holiday, and I've been contemplating, and I need to call around to find out if I need to reduce it because I'm not sure at what's going to go on, because the majority of my poinsettias, outside of going to the consumers, I service 55 churches at Christmas time, and Easter I had to dump 500 Easter lilies because I lost only 15 churches were able to or decided to buy Easter lilies. So I ended up selling 500 through curb service and a few to the churches, but I took a big hit, and I can't afford to do that at Christmas too. So I'm contemplating what I'm going to be doing here in the future for Christmas.
Yeah, it's this pandemic is a vicious cycle. It hits everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And and we're having a little bit of a lag time because we're calling up our suppliers because we're trying to get ready for Mother's Day and get some things that we buy as tropical plants out of Florida. And the suppliers that I use, they are struggling to try to get the trucks to bring things up north because everything has sat idle for so long that getting things activated and get them going has been a challenge for them this week. But they're saying trucks should be rolling toward the end of this week and things coming up into the wholesalers here in Michigan.
Well, what about flowers? There's plenty of time right now to get your flowers in, right?
Yes, my cooler has finally got flowers in it. We got a lot of flowers yesterday. We're still doing curb service because we're still trying to feel our way through what the rules are, but we should be up and running with deliveries next week. Hopefully that doesn't get me in trouble with the rules, but we're going to start with deliveries next week, and we're still doing. We're going to do curb service this week so that we can get our feet wet and get things back organized, and getting all my help called back so that we are at 100% again.
Okay, what are the flowers looking like, Gary?
They're fresh, which I'm pleased, because I was told early on that a lot of the growers down in Central America were cutting and trashing them because there was no market, and we're not just talking no market for Northern Michigan or for the Northern states. We're talking for the whole United States as well as Europe. So these growers that would be shipping to North America, to the United States, as well as to Europe, were shut down. And so these growers were dumping millions of stems of flowers, and so that they could keep their rotation going. They had to cut them, and they can only store them themselves for a period of time. So when we got them in, we kind of made sure that the flowers that we were receiving were fresh cut, not long-term cut. So we're mm-hmm. hoping that, but we should be in good shape.
So if somebody needs flowers today or for the weekend, what do they do? Call ahead?
Yep, they just call up here at the flower shop and say, we're trying to limit it a little bit until we can get all the different things in, but we're doing designer's choices, we're doing vase arrangements, and we're doing basket arrangements, and we're working on trying to trying to get set up so that when the people have a funeral that we're good to be able to support the family at their time of grieving.
Gary, talk about a little bit about the history of Beck's Flowers. You guys have been doing this a long time.
Yes, we've been here for 70, going on 74 years. My grandparents purchased this property, and ironically, they signed the papers for the property on Valentine's Day in 1946. So we started out very small, and the wholesalers would not come out here with flowers. We had to find them were at the flower shops in town because we were too far out in the country, if you can believe that. So we started out there, and we got two small greenhouses out of a company down in Chicago. My mom and dad drove in an old Model T freight truck to Chicago to pick up these two glass houses, and gradually from those two little greenhouses, we went to four bigger houses. Then now we're up to 28 greenhouses, and Cheryl has informed me if I build any more greenhouses, I better put a room in there for myself because she's going to kick me out of the house for adding more greenhouses. But we're at about 60,000 square feet.
Okay, so you hope to be back up to running as normal on Monday, right?
Yes. Yeah. The flower shop will be running as normal starting next Monday. With what we're doing in the garden shop, the garden shop's running at 100%. We are getting more people that want to have us pick out things and bring them to their car. The disadvantage for that for me is this is a whole new territory for us, and we're feeling our way through it. And with everything we're growing, I don't have any more space. I've literally at 60,000 square feet, I'm full, and I don't have a place to put these people's plants. And I was getting behind on picking orders, so I put a person in charge, and they ended up spending almost 3 days pulling everybody's orders and setting them aside and finding. We have like a map through the greenhouses where that person stuck everything that he could find a place to put people's plants. So it's been a new challenge with the way things are, social distancing, trying to keep customers apart, to setting up the counters so that we have distances. And it's just a whole new world out there. And what they're saying is it's not going to change. We're not going to go back to 2019. And I'm really sad because this old dog don't want to change. But it's going to take me a while to figure out the new way of doing things and the most economical and practical for my customers as well as for us.
Yeah, change is difficult, but you guys will get through it. And when things open up, I think a lot of people are going to want those flowers and their shrubs, their greens, Gary.
Yep, I know they do because they've already come in. And the one thing that we're running into a little bit is the we brought out our vegetables. And normally, they're young plants, but they're so afraid that they're not going to find what they want. They're taking more stuff. We had a gentleman come in and took a flat of 36 just of zucchini, and another person took a full flat of sweet bananas and peppers. I'm hopefully they know what they're doing, getting that many plants, to how much production they're going to have, and they'll have a big enough garden for it to hold it all. Because when you start getting into flats of flowers and large quantities of vegetables, I should say, not flowers, but vegetables, you're going from a normal size of 100-foot size garden, you're going into a half an acre to an acre size garden, and there's a lot of work for even 100 by 100. You're looking at 1 to 2 hours almost every night, and I don't think some of these people realize the time it's going to take to make a good garden of any size.
So that might be hoarding, right?
Well, I think it's our version of the toilet paper hoarding is people getting an awful lot of vegetable plants. I do remember, you remember, President Ford when he had his wind program, because we had an oil embargo going on in the early 70s. And he said, win by putting in a garden. And I was having people taking flats of tomatoes and peppers and cabbages. And once I started talking to them, I found out that there was only a family of three and they weren't going to do any canning. I started taking their flats off their cart and giving them the right amount of plants for what they need, because they didn't need 150 tomatoes for a family of three that only one eats the tomatoes.
So, Gary, what's the hotline if somebody wants to call you and drive by?
784-8571 is the business number. And if you ask for me, they will transfer it to my cell phone. And if you have a question, I'll answer it. If you want to place an order, whether it's for Mother's Day, as a hanging basket or a patio pot or fresh flowers, the girls that pick up the phone will be able to give you the take care of you that way. If you want to place an order, be patient. Don't ask for it the same day because we're very busy, but we need a couple days now to do it, because I have to... that's what I get to do between 7 and 8 o'clock at night, is to work on orders for the next day or for 2 days down the road. So we got to have a little bit of lead time. So but our number is 784-8571. And wear your mask and gloves if you need, and we will take care of you.
Gary, thanks so much for the visit. Keep up the great work there at Beck's.
Yep, thank you very much for your time, and you guys be safe, and I'll see Steve on Tuesday. We probably will be doing the same thing here, and then the remote will be later in the week. So all you people in WKHM, you're going to hear my voice quite a bit for the next few days. So everybody take care and be safe.
Thanks, Gary. We appreciate it. Gary Beck, Beck's Flowers. Again, if you have a question for Gary, 784-8571.